Today is Thursday, March 21st. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Throughout human history and across the scriptures, I hear cries of injustice, prayers born from humanity knowing the realities of the brokenness of sin and the devastation it brings. These prayers live in me too. As I think about the state of the world and the lives of the people I love who are suffering or who have been afflicted by the injustice of sin, I give my attention now to the cry that lives in my heart. Jesus, I ask that you would move in mercy toward me and people who are struggling or living captive to sin. Be it sin in them or sin in another of which they are an innocent victim. I ask God that you would help me to always remember that you respond to me, and not just to me, but to the world around me. Help me to remember that your nature is faithfulness. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Praise the Lord. We have a God who listens to us and responds. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He is awake and alert to the realities of this world and its need for his kingdom to come. God is, and he will be, faithful. He is actively working today, in this exact moment, to bring about his justice to the earth. And he longs to do so for me and through me. Father, I surrender the injustices in my world and my life to you, knowing that you cannot not be faithful. I entrust myself to you now, resting confidently in who you are and who you will be. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.